1-818-8349.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Thursday, January the 11th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. A little housekeeping to get to. It's not about the lack of money she's been able to raise. Christina Caramo, chairwoman of the Michigan Republican Party. This effort is to stop the lawsuit she filed on December the 8th, 2023. Who really owns the Sekia Wiser building? It's not Sekia Wiser, it's Sekia. Unless they changed the letters on the building that I thought was mounted on it when I went down there last time. Peter M. Sekia building, whatever. Plain and simple. Conservative former state representative was there, witnessed with his own eyes, followed up, followed all of it. Bobby Shostak was given several good deals for his shopping centers from Lansing, our state government. Insider trading, if you will. He is an absolute establishment hack. I spoke at many events where he did. I got standing ovations. He did not. He was one of many who led the let's get rid of Dave Ajema. When Dave Ajema kicked Solanusis' butt to be the RNC committee man for the state of Michigan, the establishment went crazy. Dave was basically the author of the 2012 Republican platform. I believe it was passed unanimously by the RNC, 168-0. They did not like him being involved in the RNC. And guess what? Did not support him financially. Dave had to basically cover all of his expenses to go and attend these mandatory meetings of the RNC. It was not a paid position. And he had to cover his own expenses. And the donor class didn't support him. Just like they're not supporting Christina Caramo and her being chair of the party. Now let's talk about the next step in the process. Lawsuit filed on December 8th, you have 21 days, 21 calendar days to file an answer. Answer from these people, Comerica Bank and the previous chairs, was filed with the courts December 29th. Exactly 21 days of the deadline. And also at the end of the year, when nobody's paying attention, the week between Christmas and New Year's. Now, discovery starts. And when these chairs in Comerica Bank get sworn in under oath in a recorded, videotaped, audio-taped stenographer, typing down every word that's said, every question asked, and every answer given, where the attorneys can ask these chairs and the bank anything they want. The famous old clause, Mr. Shostak, Bobby Shostak, you are in fact part of the Shostak brothers' real estate dynasty, are you not? Yes, I am. You're the one that owns a lot of shopping centers around the state of Michigan. Yes, I do. How about the Cherryland Mall in Traverse City, Michigan? Oh, yeah, we own that. Really? So please explain exactly how you were given retroactive tax abatements on that property. How did you go through the process of obtaining retroactive tax abatements? Well, I don't recall. Oh, really? How about House Bill number blah, 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 and Senate Bill number blah, 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 that the Republicans passed while Governor Rick Snyder, a Republican, was in office? Does that refresh your memory? I don't know. I'd have to see the bills. Okay, here they are. You see, because you're trained in a deposition to answer the questions, yes, no, I don't recall. If it's an obvious yes, is your name Robert Shostak? Yes. Is your date of birth whatever? Yes. When did you stop beating your wife? I don't recall. See, you don't say I didn't stop beating my wife. It's yes, no, I don't recall. So exactly how did you get these retroactive tax abatements, sir? I don't recall. You forced the attorney to give you the documentation. Are you able to read? Can you read? Yes. Okay, there's the bills. Does this refresh your memory? I'm not sure. I don't recall. What do you mean you don't recall? You're looking at the bill. It's right there. You said you could read, right? So read the bill. Does that refresh your memory? Yes. Oh, now we're getting somewhere. See, the attorneys are trained that you don't go to the next question until you get a yes. This is a process, folks. And what's going to happen in discovery? They're going to find out by asking any questions they want of Ron Weiser, Bobby Shostak, Laura Cox, Ronna Romney McDaniel, and maybe even Saul Anousis. Call him back from Washington, D.C., where he now lives. If any of you ever see his social media, you're following him, Facebook, X, Twitter account, whatever, and you see him voting in Michigan, let me know. He's committing election fraud because he no longer lives in Michigan. He lives in Washington, D.C. Yeah, well, get your butt back to Michigan, sir, because you're being deposed as a former chair of the party. Well, I had nothing to do with the trust of the building. That came after me. Okay, so then why don't you agree to work with us and tell us what you do know about what these then replacement chairs that followed you in the chain of succession, why don't you explain to us exactly how this trust came about from what you heard? Were you asked, Mr. Anousis, to be part of the trust? No. Oh, you weren't? No. Did they ever talk to you about it? I don't recall. Oh, really? Since in discovery, we requested all of the emails by all of the previous chairs, yours, Mr. Shostak's, Mr. Weiser's, Laura Cox, Ronna Romney McDaniel's. We've obtained every single email ever written by you guys that was on the Michigan GOP server. Would it surprise you to know that we have an email in our possession between you and Bobby Shostak showing specifically him discussing with you and your response regarding the trust? Does that help you remember now? Yeah, I kind of do remember something now that you bring it up. Mm-hmm. So that would be a yes. You did have communications and correspondence between yourself and Robert Shostak, the real estate developer from Oakland County, who in fact created the trust to put the building into. Is that an accurate statement? Yes. Great. I just got my yes. Now we're moving on. You build evidence showing that there was absolute collusion between the chairs to basically steal the Sekia building from the party, which is in fact an asset of the party, and that Christina Caramo, as chair, fully has, along with the state committee's approval and vote, the ability to sell a dinosaur building that they no longer need. Take the money from the sale of the building and pay off the loan to Comerica Bank. Clean house. Clean up this mess. Get rid of a dinosaur building you no longer need, because everybody works from home. Everybody has laptops and high-speed internet, and everybody does Zoom meetings now. You can do a Zoom in the morning. You can do a Zoom at night. You can absolutely, absolutely do your business without having a, I believe, 5,000-6,000 square foot building in Lansing across the street from the Capitol that you no longer use. Christina Caramo's lawsuit has got them scared to death, because they very well may have broken laws in the way they transferred ownership of that building to this trust that they are the trustees of. Good theory, Bob Cushman and others. They are panicking and they want this over. So they put on a coup d'etat. They claim they have the votes. They claim they have the proxies. They have the percentage of the votes necessary to remove her and then cancel the lawsuit. Not so fast. We're going to have a conversation Saturday morning, 10 o'clock in Houghton Lake. Vicky and I are going to be there. Every precinct delegate, every county chair needs to come to this meeting in Houghton Lake on Saturday. If you want the information, the agenda, the proxies, the address, text me, MRP. Michigan Republican Party, and text me your email address with it. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Eagles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I'm a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly disaster relief. I've led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how can I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op has powered Northeast Michigan for more than 85 years. Now we're connecting it to the rest of the world through our new fiber network. Get ready for the PIE&G Connect broadband difference. The fastest speeds in Northeast Michigan, unlimited access, and exceptional reliability. Packages start at $54.95 per month with autopay. There's internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country and bring disease, terrorism, trafficking, inflation, and crime. As your next U.S. Senator, I have the international experience to close our borders and secure our homeland. I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and am prepared to close the floodgates. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
No matter what you are, I will always be with you. Does no matter what you do, girl, go with you. No matter what you do.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final segment of hour number one. Again, text me MRP and then your email address. Put your email address right under MRP. And I'll forward you the email, the agenda, the proxy form, all the information about the special state committee meeting that's taking place this Saturday, January 13th, in 2 days at 10 o'clock in Houghton Lake. 4 Stone School Road in Houghton Lake, Michigan. About an hour and a half from our home studio. Going to leave a little early. We might be having some snow. No problem. We have snow tires. We have four-wheel drive on the Yukon. We're good. Mr. Snoop will be in the back in his bed. We're leaving at 8 o'clock. We'll be there well before 10. And I'm going to cover the event. And if you're a precinct delegate, you need to come to this meeting. I don't know how large the venue is. I don't know how many people they can get in the building, but show up. Because for those state committee members that don't show up, the district chairs from those districts can give you a proxy to vote for the state committee member who's not present. You very well may be temporarily assigned to be a state committee member of this Michigan Republican Party. You may be voting on certain things according to the agenda contained in the email that I can forward to you. So again, text me MRP and then underneath that, put your email address. When I get done with the show, or maybe during a break, I'll forward you the email that I got from State Committee Woman in the 2nd District. Has all the information on there. And guess what? They are trying to do everything they can to cancel this meeting. Last night, at 8 o'clock hour, I'm going to bring it up right now, I get this email sent to the radio station. Michigan GOP cancels January 13th meeting. Winter storm warning. It's got the logo, Michigan Republican Party. Comes from communication at mi-gop.org. That website, michiganmi-gop.org, is not the official website or server of the Michigan Republican Party. Good evening, State Committee. Title of this statement: a winter storm warning with heavy snow will be moving into Houghton Lake Friday night and Saturday morning. This is a reminder that the January 13th meeting has been canceled. Bold and underlined. Explanation point. For the safety of our members and due to our vote to cancel last week, we ask that you please be safe in any travels this weekend. If you must travel or you'd like to get together, that is your right as an American. But because of the cancellation, there will be, and then bold underline, no meeting and no official business to attend to. Please enjoy your weekend. Acting Chair Melinda Pago. The radio station received this email from this fake Michigan Republican Party at 8:02 last night, p.m. 8:02 p.m. last night. Well, then, got another email, 9:12 p.m., from communication at migop.org, no dash, no hyphen. The real Republican Party's email server. Dear precinct delegates, it's not state committee members like Melinda Pago's. Dear precinct delegates, Melinda Pago is willfully disseminating fraudulent correspondence that the upcoming state committee meeting has been canceled due to inclement weather concerns. Then the next paragraph is all bold. The special state committee meeting will be held, underlined, will be held this Saturday, January 13th at 10 a.m. in Houghton Lake, Michigan. If any state committee member is unable to attend in person, virtual accommodations will be provided upon request. Closing paragraph. Melinda Pago has zero, bold underline, authority to cancel this meeting. Her continued deceptive and diabolical actions are further proof of her intent to fracture the Michigan Republican Party. Yours in liberty, Christina Caramo. Do you see what's happening here, folks? It's a civil war. She files a lawsuit on December 8th regarding the real estate building asset down in Lansing. In January 6th, they hold a fake coup d'etat attempt to vote her out and to rescind the lawsuit. What are they so afraid of? What information are they going to find in discovery when they ask these former chairs under oath? What are they going to find out? What's going to be made public? Why do they want to stop her? One of the things you have to understand is that every situation has a process. Look at the process, you'll figure out motives. Hour number two of today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
The Well Connect End of the Year Blowout Sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. a Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money.